Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You are listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
Of all the joyous sounds of all the year, there is none more loved by Peter Rabbit, and the rest of us for that matter, than the soft whistle of winsome bluebird in the spring. The first time Peter hears it, he always jumps up in the air, kicks his long heels together, and does a funny little dance of pure joy.
So that is the first few sentences of Mother West Wind, read by volunteers with the crowdsourced online community and digital library called LibriVox. Now, Thornton Burgess wrote Mother West Wind. It was his most famous book. But on the Cape, he's at least as well known for his work as a conservationist. And since January would have been his 150th birthday, the region will spend this year celebrating his life and his work as both. Sandra Murray is a reference librarian at the Sandwich Public Library, and Christy Lawrence is writer and author of Nature's Ambassador, The Legacy of Thornton W. Burgess, and they're here to tell us more. Sandy, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Great to have you. Christy, welcome to you as well.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to start with a question for each of you, and we'll start with Burgess the writer. Sandy, do you remember a moment as a kid reading Peter Rabbit?
I actually don't, but one of the interesting tidbits is Thornton Burgess, although he was born in Sandwich, he actually spent the last part of his life and died in Western Mass and is buried in Springfield. And I'm from Springfield. So as a kid, one of the rite of passages as a fifth grader in the Springfield school system was going to Laughing Brook, which is out in Hamden, and that he created Laughing Brook and that whole nature center. So unbeknownst to me, I did have this connection with him as a young child, only to move as an adult and raise my family in the town where he was born.
And that's so interesting, Christy, because it underscores what surprised me so much, which is that he is known as a conservationist. You wrote Nature's Ambassador. How did you first encounter Thornton Burgess? I mean, I knew him to the extent that I knew him as, you know, Peter Cottontail. Peter Rabbit.
I met Thornton Burgess as a writer. I had, with a freelance writer with the Cape Cod Times, a couple assignments on Thornton Burgess and the Thornton Burgess Society, and then the idea of writing a biography, the very first definitive biography on him, seemed like a good idea. So I pursued it. I can also mention I live in his birthplace in Sandwich.
Because that's not unusual at all, to live in the birthplace of the person you've written a biography about.
Yeah, so that just makes it very special. It creates a special connection. But it was a connection. Your question's a good one. When did this begin? For me, I was an avid reader, but it didn't begin in childhood. My engagement and interest, fascination with Thornton Burgess. But as an adult, as a writer.
Yeah.
So it was a project. And as an adult, I read 25 of the man's 70 books. If they had been terrible and boring, it would have been so hard. But they're wonderful tales. And this, his style, but I think it's his focus on the ecosystem that accounts for the fact that half the man's books are still in print.
So that's a remarkable thing. And it leads into the next question. It's helpful to this next question. And I'll come back to you, Sandy Murray, for this. Not many people have an entire year of celebration dedicated to them 150 years after they were born. So I want, you know, how does this guy get a year? Tell us.
Well, I think it's in being in the town of Sandwich, it is such a powerful connection that we have. The Thornton Burgess Society is housed there. The Greenbrier Nature Center, which is right on Route 6A in Sandwich, they have a wonderful program there. But the fact that he is really one of the most famous Sandwich residents, you know, products to come out of sandwich, other than sandwich glass. So I think it's just fitting. There was a huge celebration when he turned the 100th year, and they formed a committee, and they had a big celebration that year as well. And in fact, one of the people that was on the 100th birthday committee, Nancy Tickham, she owns Tickham's Bookshop, which is right on Route 6A in Sandwich also. She was on that 100th committee, and she's on our committee 50 years later and contributing so much and adding so much to our program. But it's, you know, it's a great opportunity to share Thornton Burgess with the rest of the country and even the world.
So let's share Thornton Burgess with the rest of our listening community. Christy Lawrence, you brought in a little passage that you'd like to read from The Adventures of Bob White by Thornton Burgess.
I did, and I did find this earlier, but I was just looking through my books, my research this morning, and I came on this passage, and it struck me because of its complete relevance today. And this book, The Adventures of Bob White, was written in 1922, so more than 100 years ago. And did you want me to read this passage? Just to preface it, the reason this Thornton Burgess was using this particular passage to explain Farmer Brown's boy, one of his characters, to explain his love of wildlife. And so that sentiment is prefaced with this. Excuse me. If love prevailed everywhere, there would be no terrible wars, no prisons, no dreadful poverty, no bitter quarrels between those who work and those for whom they work. And on the green meadows and in the green forest, there would be no fear of man and no frightful suffering from traps and terrible guns. Love, that wonderful great thing which is contained in one little word of four letters, could and would bring joy and happiness to every heart for all time, if only we would give it a chance.
So that's writer and author Christy Lawrence reading from The Adventures of Bob White by Thornton Burgess, that particular work being written in 1922. Christy's here with Sandra Murray, Sandy, who is part of the committee that is planning this year of celebration in Sandwich, after to observe 150 years of Thornton Burgess. Sandy, you're a reference librarian at the Sandwich Public Library. So the stakes, right? The stakes. This is love. This is nature. This is understanding our surroundings. And Christy's right, Sandy. That feels urgent.
Right. It's still relevant after all these years, 100 years or more. He's still relevant. His passion for nature and children is still relevant, and we can feel it. In the library, we happen to house the Sandwich Town Archives in our building, and we have a whole host of original manuscripts, first editions, card games, everything to do with Thornton Burgess. And we are continuing to grow that collection. But it's a perfect fit with the library and the archives and the rest of the town to really move his mission forward.
Will people be able to see things like the card game, other parts of the archives, as part of this 150-year celebration?
Yep. So the town archivist, Deb Rich, is working to create a display that will be in the lobby, the foyer of our library. So that's going up. It'll really go up in time for we have a huge influx of tourism that happens in the summer. So we'll have a display up for that. Deb Rich, our archivist, and Christy are actually doing a talk on Thornton Burgess's Sandwich in July. So we're really trying to just get the word out and educate as many people as possible in many different ways.
So, Christy, I have just a fascination with archives. When you were doing research, tell me two of the most interesting things you found in the archives.
Oh, my gosh, where to start? And I love that you love archives as well. I mean, it was archivists and researchers in New Brunswick, the provincial archives, who provided me with correspondence. This is, oh, I hope this isn't too long-winded for you, but if you love archives.
Well, keep our listeners might not, so okay. Just tell us who it's between.
It's between Ada Fleming, who was the wife of a Canadian premier, but she started the Kindness Clubs, and the Kindness Clubs were international. Albert Schweitzer was her sponsor. But Thornton Burgess was her consultant. She contacted Thornton Burgess in beginning this effort for establishing international kindness clubs. And what blew me away was I was recently talking at the Sandwich Oak Ridge School, and the principal mentioned that they had a kindness club there. And I was giving a talk on Thornton Burgess. So I said, well, guess who was consulted because of his knowledge of environmental education for children, his passion for that. It was really, you know, the bottom line. But your initial point about archives was that to establish that connection between Ada Fleming in New Brunswick and Thornton Burgess in Massachusetts— it was an archivist who made that entirely possible.
Incredible. And this kindness club thing, didn't know we had them.
Yeah.
Fantastic
mm-hmm.
idea. Didn't mm-hmm. know schools might still be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, again, something from long ago that just feels so relevant now. All right. So for last question, because we're about to wrap the show, Sandy, the next event people might come down to Sandwich to participate in.
Yep. We have a whole list of them. I would definitely encourage people to go to the Thornton Burgess website, which is thorntonburgess.org for all of the lists. But we have a speaker series at the library talking about the four nature books that he wrote for children, and lots of events over the summer.
All right. Sandra Murray is a reference librarian at the Sandwich Public Library. Christy Lawrence is a writer and author of Nature's Ambassador, The Legacy of Thornton W. Burgess. Fascinating. Thank you both for coming
out. Thank you for
having us. Thank you so much.
Really terrific. I appreciate it. And that, folks, is our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Amanda Beeland, Rob Lane, Kyrie Thompson, and our fellow Sydney Coe. Marquise Neal is our senior technical director. Yasmin Ammer, our executive producer. We've got more show tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. But do come back tomorrow for more Radio Boston.